start by getting both of your names and if you have official titles or what you mean.
Oh, my name is Andrea Babington, and I'm the union rep, one of the union rep for Unite here, Local 75.
My name is Juan Perez. I'm a rural youth worker for the last 25 years. I'm also the banquet shop steward and chief shop steward for the hotel.
Can you explain what Unite Here is?
Unite Here is the only hotel union, and not too long ago we used to be two different unions. Here represent the hotel, it means hotel employees, restaurant employees, union, and Unite.
They are the, what do you call it, textile, needle and threads. They're the textile workers. So about a year ago we merged together, right? So since then, the two names are combined as Unite Here, Local 75. And I think the merger is supposed to be better. We're supposed to be stronger and be able to fight the employer more, right? The unions are changing a lot in ways where the employers are getting bigger. And for us, we feel the merger should be able to help us to achieve a lot of things that we wouldn't be able to as one.
What do the textile workers and hotel workers have in common?
We have, for the textile, they're mostly garment factories.
Something that we have in common, or something that we do and we gain a lot, is because hotel workers are workers that works in all the hotels, but we use uniforms, we use shirts, we use pants, and our Unite are there in the textile business.
Could either of you explain what happened with the Royal York bargaining process?
The first thing we did, we decided, because Royal York Hotel was the first bargaining that start off for the 2005, ending of 2005, we wanted to change the whole look of how we bargain. And one way we used to do is wages and benefits was a key issue. And we decided this time around to put the face of room attendants ahead of bargaining this time. And most of bargaining was spent trying to achieve standards for workers, trying to achieve humane standards, making the employer face issues that workers go through on a daily basis, and it was around pain. The pain that room attendants feel because of the standard that hotels have today. So for the Royal York, that was where the stepping stone was to achieve as much as we can and the best agreement that we could use that as a model for the 23 hotels that's coming up into negotiation for the end of January 2006.
Okay, so you have 23 hotels that are coming up at the end of January?
Yes.
All at the same time?
Yes.
So how are you feeling about that? Is it going well?
I think the first thing, like when we started it off 3 years ago, trying to put all these hotels together, was the idea of saying to the employer that most of the hotels have different standards, different levels of wages, and we felt that as hotel workers, they deserve the same. They deserve to be at the top, right? And we managed to put all these hotels, line them up for the 2006 fight. But I wouldn't say it's something, it's kind of exciting and at the same time nervous, because as we do that, the employer realizes as well that this is something big for us, and it's making sure that we have more worker, the fight is stronger for us. And also the employer is getting ready. The Royal York was really, really a hard bargaining. It was hard fight, because the employer then join with the other hotel corporate, the management from the 23 hotels, in a campaign to make sure they break the records in the Royal York. And it was important for them because they know whatever the workers achieve in the Royal York, this was what's going to set the pace for the 2006 fight. So they did a lot of anti-union campaign in the Royal York, and they did meetings in other hotels with other hotel management, top executive, that's not bargaining until 2006, because that was important for them to make sure they break the whole standard around health and welfare and workload as well. So for 2006, it's something that we know that it's going to be hard. And I think part of what we're doing as of the 3rd, which is this Saturday coming, we have a campaign that we kick off into the Royal York Hotel. We chose the Royal York because of the bargaining that finished there, to say as a stepping stone to do the first kickoff campaign where we're including community leaders, because we realize that the workers that are in this hotel, they are neighbors to some of these community groups. They go to church where some of these pastors that's coming in, these are their members, and we're thinking we can't be alone in this fight. It's time to include the community in the fight as well. And also for the on Saturday, I think we have in David Miller, who's attending, and a part of that message is saying that these are the voters in your area. These are the people that you rely on around voting time, and also the people who shop in your store, the people who go to your church. And it's time that we say to the employer that we are stronger not by worker but also by community. The employer is getting bigger. They're buying other hotels to show us that it's easier to lock people out now when you want certain, you're fighting for certain demands, and we can't be fooled by that. We have to get ourselves prepared, and that's a way of next Saturday saying that this is a way of making sure that we're saying we're enforcing ourselves. Other leaders that's coming out to say that they're signing a pledge to say that they were in this fight with us as of the end of January. So it's not going to be easy, but we have to start preparing for it. Yeah.
And so finally, what can just community members do if they want to help support this? Is there something that just sort of like the average person listening to the radio can do to help you out?
Right. One thing that we wanted for people, because it's 23 hotels, and for anyone that's using any of the hotels in the GTA, they could contact the Unite here. And we're not just saying to people, don't use these hotels, but also maybe to contact us to say that they're gonna be in this hotel, and what can they do. And from there, we could say what's happening in that hotel at that point, and maybe there's something they could say to the employer, as well as depends on what's happening at that point, they could suggest something that they could do as well for us. For the employer out there, we also want them to understand that these customers that's coming in, they're relying on that money as well, and the worker do, but the employer also have to understand that people out there are sending the message that they care about what happened to hotel workers, and they care about the standard that these people are working under, and they too have the power to say, if you don't treat these people right, then we can move our business somewhere else as well. So it depends on what's happening at that point. For the Royal York bargaining that was going on, we have different groups that they either, while they're in the hotel, where they stop the paying buttons. That's a button that we had during the bargaining that signified the pain that the workers face around workload. And for groups that was in there, they either wear that button to send the message to the employer as well that they support what we were fighting, what we were demanding. They also support that as well. Some people write letters as well to the employer that as guests of the hotel, they see how the workers work, and they too believe that it's right to treat them fairly, and it's not right based on the workload that these people have and the wages that they're saying that this is what's right for you, you know, treat your worker right.